With the news that makes you think, I'm Kevin McCullough. The Russian lawyer who penetrated Donald Trump's inner circle was initially cleared into the United States by the Justice Department under extraordinary circumstances before she embarked on a lobbying campaign last year that ensnared the president's eldest son, members of Congress, journalists, and State Department officials, according to court and Justice Department documents and interviews. This revelation means it was the Obama Justice Department that enabled the newest and most intriguing figure in the Russia-Trump investigation to enter the country without a visa. The White House went on offense Wednesday amid the firestorm over Donald Trump Jr.'s campaign season meeting with a Russian lawyer, trying to turn the tables by alleging that the Democratic National Committee and the Clintons are the ones that got caught up in collusion. The White House has been grappling all week with revelations of a meeting the president's eldest son had last June with a Russian attorney who was said to have had dirt on Hillary Clinton as part of a Russian government effort to help the Trump campaign. No link between the lawyer and the Russian government has been established. Authorities in Pennsylvania said early Thursday they have found multiple sets of human remains in search for four missing men and were able to identify one of the victims. Dean Finocchiaro, 19, was identified as one of the men recovered in a 12-foot-deep common grave on a sprawling farm in Solbury Township, which is 30 miles north of Philadelphia. In New York City, Mayor Bill de Blasio has announced a $32 million plan to help reduce the city's rat infestation problem. The plan, which de Blasio announced Wednesday, is slated to target three most infested parts of the city: Bed-Stuy, Chinatown, and the Bronx. And the news that makes you think is brought to you by CSI. Stop the genocide, no arms for terrorists, and free the slaves. Call today and find out how. 888-676-5700. And for more news that will make you think, join me at TheBingeThinker.com.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than a half a billion servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you for free. Call now for details.
Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code KMC.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, where we talk about breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Got such a packed show today. I don't know that we're going to be able to get everything in, but a lot of breaking news to try to stay on top of, and I'm going to do my best to get it to all of you straight ahead. Not only the new Senate health care bill is out, but also breaking stories you're not hearing anywhere else.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
She was here because of Lynch. Again... I have a son who's a great young man. He's a fine person. He took a meeting with a lawyer from Russia. It lasted for a very short period, and nothing came of the meeting.
He was quick to say, that was President Trump earlier today in his joint news appearance with the French president. He was quick to say that it was a lawyer from Russia, not a government lawyer from Russia. It's really weird, and it's really sad. Julie Bandera, Shepard Smith, some of these people, even on Fox News, starting to adopt inaccurate talking points from the left, and the bias is starting to creep in. It's really starting to annoy me.
Julie Banderas earlier today said, well, you know, they said that they never met with a Russian official. Well, this woman was not a Russian official. She was a lawyer that she may or may not have had ties to people in the Russian government, but she wasn't a Putin official. And the left is getting sloppy, and they're not being accurate in what they're saying. So the president, and that's the big story. That's talk about the buried lead. The woman that Donald Trump Jr. met with shouldn't have even been in the country. The Hill newspaper today, big article, was the top link on Drudge for most of the day. But that Russian lawyer initially cleared into the U.S. Through the Justice Department. And the reasons that she was here were labeled extraordinary circumstances. She met with Don Jr. Then she's at the Capitol Hill like the next day. She's lobbying on behalf of things that the Obama administration wanted to see happen in Russia, but they were also very pro-Russia. She was trying to get some sanctions lifted and some other things. The revelation means it was an Obama Justice Department that allowed her to be here and why she was even here to begin with. And this doesn't even begin to ask the question, well, wait a minute, if Lynch, who had the secret meeting on the runway with you know who, and was preventing Comey from investigating Hillary, and now you've got this basically Russian operative who's, you know, basically a political gun for hire. She's running around doing all these different jobs. Let's look into that. If we're going to have an investigation into all this, let's take a look at what these connections actually mean. Oh, and by the way, how much money did the Clinton Foundation clear from the Russian government in the 2 years previous to the election? Let's ask that question. Let's open those books. I saw a great cartoon today. It's a person sitting at a desk, and he's holding up a box, and it says Trump evidence, and he's turning it upside down, and one little scrap of paper falls out. And then sitting next to him is the Hillary evidence box, and it's stacked, you know, almost to the ceiling, single file papers. You just, you know, and there's a man dressed as a donkey, pointing to the man who's got the box turned upside down. He goes, "See that one speck? That means we should investigate this more." Meaning they're ignoring all the stuff that's sitting over in the Hillary box. So true, so true. The other big story of the day is that the Senate has released their version of the health care reconciliation that they would like to see happen. Whether or not they have the votes to get it to the floor and get it debated and get it voted on, that's all something that Mitch McConnell's still going to have to fight. But there are two things in this, at least in the initial reading that I've given it today, that I really like, and they're significant ones. These are some that actually Ted Cruz has been pushing for. Health savings accounts are now going to be allowed to pay premiums. Why we were never allowed for people that wanted to save their own cash and put it in a thing labeled an HSA, a health savings account, tax free. But you put it in the bank. It goes into that account. That account is allowed to be used to pay for your medical stuff. But it was never allowed to pay for premiums for coverage. You could buy aspirin with it, but you couldn't pay for a doctor's visit. It was really absurd kind of thinking. This act will allow that to happen. That's never been allowed before. And then the other one that is a huge one. I mean, this one is one of the biggest nuts to crack that they were trying to get past, at least for the conservatives, is give people the option to buy lower premium plans. In other words, if I just want to buy catastrophic and I don't want to have a plan that covers, you know, my future transgender transition sex change operation, that should be allowed. The Obama plan, you had to have all that other stuff. With this, you could opt for just the catastrophic coverage. And if that's the way you want, if you wanted to have a health savings account, in other words, kind of a cash way of paying for your medical care, and then have a catastrophic coverage to cover the big things, this plan will now allow you to do that. This is a fundamental repeal of Obamacare. Don't believe Rand Paul today. He's running around, you know, it's not a full repeal and replace. This is a there are significant improvements to the Senate bill, and I haven't read it thoroughly yet, but those two things alone are already jumping out at me. All right, I've got another huge story that is not being covered in most of the press today, but it should be. And this is what I want to know. If you've been following me on social media today, you already know I'm ticked off about this. But we're talking about the Russia stuff. We're talking about why that's, you know, sucking all the oxygen out of the room. It's one thing to deal with people that are from the other party and to understand that they are trying to undermine because they want to regain political control. They want to win back seats. What is really pathetically, piggishly disgusting is when people from Mr. Trump's party are doing him wrong. And Senator John McCain, when he got exposed for what he did, said he just did what any other citizen would do. When after the election, on or about November 18th of last year, he turned in a dossier to James Comey at the FBI that was full of unconfirmed secrets of supposed dirty behavior by the president-elect. Now, what business does a Republican senator have turning such a dossier over to James Comey after the election? Well, he just said, I'm just doing what any other citizen would do. Here's the big curveball that just makes John McCain an abject liar. This dossier is the same dossier that was cited by Comey under oath, that was referred to continuously by CNN and MSNBC in the run-up to the election. And it's also a dossier that, according to the Associated Press and several press agencies that began to look into what the dossier included, because it was compiled by Christopher Steele, a now disgraced former intelligence officer for the United Kingdom, that almost everything in the folder had been debunked before the election. So you have this dossier that everybody that has investigated it looked at it and said, oh, that's not true. And you had Comey arguing for broader use of FBI powers to investigate Trump. And you had McCain turning it over to Comey after 10 days after the election, saying, maybe you can get him. Here you go. I don't like that guy. I think that this is such a disgrace that if the Republican Party doesn't primary John McCain, I think he should resign. This is because his only intent, the only intent that he could have at that point, using debunked information publicly, I said before the election took place that that dossier had already been debunked. You want to go back and look through the reels? We can find it. But what was John McCain doing trying to spread dirt on his president that just got elected from his party? He shouldn't be allowed to be in the party anymore. Goodbye, John McCain. You're done. You're a traitor to the country and to your own political party. Can't have that. We've got enough turncoats that are springing these leaks and doing all this other stuff. It's time to get the dirty players out of politics. And we could start with John McCain. Kevin McCullough, you disagree? KMCRadio@gmail.com.
Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy four pillows, two premium pillows and two go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection, and I know that it works.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did your portfolio move up 22% year to date? If not, listen to what I'm about to say. Are you, like me, concerned about the $19 trillion debt? How about a looming stock market correction? Are banks in trouble? Will we see another 2008 crisis again, but this time also a seizure of your wealth, according to the Dodd-Frank Act? Many economists and billionaires are greatly concerned, and you should be too. Why are central banks buying up more gold than any other time in history? Why has gold and silver been the top-performing asset class this year? And what is this telling us? Learn how to have physical gold and silver in your IRA, in your hands, with no tax liability. Get these answers and more from my friends at Landmark Capital. Landmark Capital specializes in tailor-made portfolios called Your Financial Blueprint. And to get yours today, call my dear friends at Landmark Capital and get the facts. Call 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or LandmarkGold.com. That's LandmarkGold.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want you to know about an organization that I believe so strongly in, and it's for the reasons why they exist. They want to stop the genocide. They want to make sure arms don't get to terrorists. And they want to free the slaves. They want to stop the genocide that is going on against religious minorities that are persecuted in Syria and Iraq, saving Christians and Jews and others who come under the attack of ISIS. They want to stop international governments from supplying arms to those terrorists that do such things. And they want to free the sexual and human trafficked slaves of South Sudan from their northern Islamist slave traders in the north. Friends, you can help us in these tasks when you call 888-676-5700. But Christian Solidarity International has been doing this long before the headlines ever reflected it. Go to my website, thebingethinker.com, and click on the banner for more information. Or call 888-676-5700. That's 888-676-5700.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. My next guest is someone who, like me, is on top of breaking news every single day. He in the world of television, while I am here manning the talk radio microphone. But I remember a number of years ago when the Fox News Channel had this little studio. It was literally like a closet on the 12th floor. And my next guest said, hey, what would happen if we took, I think it was the old Hannity and Combs table, and set it up over here and then put five people around this table? What if we had, like, maybe me in the middle and then a couple of people on either side that were, like, a little more left, a little more right, and then you just have, like, a cup of coffee and talk about it for, you know, however long? And that aired on the Fox News strategy room for I don't know how long. And that eventually became the identical concept to a ratings hit called The Five that my next guest was the host of. And then he got canned from that and moved back to 5 o'clock to now host his newest hit called The Specialist. Eric Bowling, it's so much fun to have you with us.
Good to be with you. And you're right. Going way about 12 years ago, maybe 11 years ago, going back, I did. I put the five people around the table. And then it worked out so well, I sent a tape of that. I sent a CD or DVD
right
up to Roger Ailes' office. And he, you know how things work. People, managers, producers got to think it's their own idea. We didn't hear from Roger for a while, and then next thing you know, he came up with this great idea of putting five people around the table on TV. Let me just say,
he got the right guy in the middle chair, and that was of course you. But I remember those early. I got to be on that strategy room test cable for a little while. Anyway, that was a lot of fun.
Brilliant back then.
I remember. I think my favorite time we got together, we had like Harris Faulkner, Geraldo, myself, a couple of other people, and there were literally seven around the table because Geraldo and I were on bar stools back behind the host chair.
I remember that.
We were all in there. It was a lot of fun.
I do, and I made sure the camera kind of framed out Geraldo so we didn't have to see him.
Actually, someone recently met Geraldo and came back to me and goes, Kev, he's a lot shorter than I thought he was. I said, you really did meet him.
He's a lot more liberal than I thought he was.
Well, I don't think anybody was surprised about that. Hey, congratulations, by the way, on the success of The Specialist. Talk about the concept of the show. I don't want any of my listeners to be listening to it because I'm on the radio at 5 p.m. Eastern. But for people that want to set their DVRs, I want them to enjoy it. But it's kind of a similar concept, but different. How?
It's similar in that the way this came down is when O'Reilly was parting ways with Fox, Rupert Murdoch had an 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, had a primetime issue. So he calls me into his office at noon, and he says, look, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put the show, the five, down at 9 o'clock, move Tucker up to 8. And then congratulations, shakes my hand and said, you're the new host of the 5 o'clock hour. We're going to put you in five people, center seat. I want the audience to see not be jarred by too much change. I said, okay, cool, let's do this. He said, we'll figure out the rest later. So that's how the 5 o'clock specialist evolved.
This is now your third show with five people and you in the center chair. It's a pretty incredible run.
So I came from CNBC. Guess what time that show was? 5 o'clock. I come over here. The first show I do is Happy Hour at Fox Business.
Yeah, Bulls and Bear. Yeah.
Yep. I've been at 5 o'clock for 12 years now.
Yeah. Well, you know, five o'clock belongs to bowling. Let's just admit
happy
what
hour.
This is.
It's,
yeah,
happy, that's right. It's a happy hour.
Hey, well, congratulations on the success of that. And there's a lot of New York icons that I see pop up on there, and it's a lot of fun to watch
you
in the commercial breaks. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that. We'll get permission from the big guys. Mm-hmm. Hey, congratulations also on the new book. Yeah. Just out a little more than a week ago, The Swamp, Washington's Murky Pool of Corruption and Cronyism. Before we talk about the book properly, Eric Bowling, New York Times bestseller, selling author. It's called The Swamp. Go get it on Amazon. It's from St. Martin's Press. Before we get into the book itself, though, your thoughts on Trump, the Trump effect since he's been president, where we're at with this Russia investigation, and just your general thought on where we are as a nation right now as we live and breathe.
And so a lot of what we do at 5 o'clock is talk about that exactly. And what I try to do is I try and bring some like logic and common sense to the Trump discussion. I've been pro Trump since day one, and he knows it. In fact, he tweeted about the book. One of the reasons the book immediately hit the New York Times bestseller list is he gave a kind of a check mark of approval.
Doesn't hurt to have his 100 million followers.
And it also doesn't hurt to spend the day on Drudge right after the president tweets about you. So that all went down. But I try and bring some logic and common sense, a little counterbalance to what you see on CNN and MSNBC and New York Times and whatnot. And that, you know, if you listen to those publications, that media, you'd think half the country can't stand the guy. When the reality is you go out there and you talk to people and it's a very pro-Trump country. Once you get out of New York City or L.A. and get away from the mainstream media, look no further than what was going on in the economy. No one is really – I mean, you may be talking about it, Kevin, but the majority of mainstream media isn't. And the economy is off the charts. It's on fire. I mean, record highs in the Dow today. Again, record highs in the Dow every single day, record lows in unemployment. In other words, we have 153 million Americans employed, the very most it's ever been, the economy has ever had employed, ever. You know, housing prices, record high housing prices. You can't argue with that success. You can't give that to Obama either, because no one in their right mind who puts a dollar or a dime into their own business or into an investment does it because of something that happened in the past.
Right.
They only do it based on anticipation of looking forward. So,
well, that's the point I was going to make, Eric. This is all anticipating that we're going to get tax reform. This is just the effervescence that they have that Trump is a guy that will change things.
Yeah.
I just have to think if the other side decides that they're going to really try to drag this guy down, that there is going to be a much bigger fight, because he won by more than what people thought he was going to win, if they thought he was going to win at all. 33 states to 17. This is really an amazing story of the Trump candidacy. But your book is tied into this. And when we come back, I want to talk about the swamp, the murky pool of corruption, cronyism, the really strange creatures, and how Trump can drain it all. It's called The Swamp by Eric Bolling, and it is in every fine bookstore now and on Amazon.com. Go get it. And, of course, tweet Eric on Twitter and follow him on Facebook. Kevin McCullough Radio, coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want you to know about an organization that I believe so strongly in, and it's for the reasons why they exist. They want to stop the genocide. They want to make sure arms don't get to terrorists, and they want to free the slaves. They want to stop the genocide that is going on against religious minorities that are persecuted in Syria and Iraq, saving Christians and Jews and others who come under the attack of ISIS. They want to stop international governments from supplying arms to those terrorists that do such things. And they want to free the sexual and human trafficked slaves of South Sudan from their northern Islamist slave traders in the north. Friends, you can help us in these tasks when you call 888-676-5700. But Christian Solidarity International has been doing this long before the headlines ever reflected it. Go to my website, thebingethinker.com, and click on the banner for more information. Or call 888-676-5700. That's 888-676-5700.
Kevin McCullough, you wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint. And you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k. Taking physical possession today, it's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint, and find out how to put precious metals in your hands tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkcapital.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy 4 pillows, 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, the reason that people are disgusted with Washington, D.C. is because Washington, D.C. has been disgusting.
All kinds of scandals of all varieties, high crimes. You know, we've had an impeachment. A lot of people talking about impeachment now. But you look at Washington, D.C., and especially over the last 10 to 15 years, people have said this is just the most heinous place on earth. I think that the election of 2016 was a rebellion against that. And the country's saying we're ready to have someone come in and break things and bust things. He has, to what degree he's been able to. He hasn't necessarily had that success yet with health care and with tax reform, but pending the victories in those areas, I think that he's got a really strong case to be reelected in a couple of years. My guest, Eric Bolling, the author of The Swamp, you see him on the Fox News Channel's The Specialists, weeknights at 5 p.m. Eastern, has written this book about the murky pool of corruption and cronyism and strange creatures and what Trump can do to drain the said swamp, as he promised to in the election. Eric, what's the most fundamental key that Trump needs to actually get the swamp drained? What does he have to do if he doesn't do anything else? What's the one thing that he has to do in order to drain the swamp?
So writing the book, Kevin, I started to investigate what the swamp was all about. And you're right, it's darker and murkier than anyone could ever have imagined. And I couldn't believe how much shenanigans were going on in D.C. You hear about some of them. You don't hear about the vast, vast majority of them, from
right.
lobbyists sticking money in politicians' pockets to change votes to, you know, sex scandals on the Hill. It goes on and on. And I wrote the first part of the book just to expose how bad it really is and how bad it's gotten. Real quickly, I was searching for a picture for the book, for the cover. I wanted to be dramatic, and I happened to type in The Swamp, and I hit D.C. in the search bar for Google already. I hit search, and a picture comes up from the National Archives, 1860, where they're building the Capitol building right on a literal swamp. The dome's not even in it yet, so I'm like, this is the right project. I put that picture inside the cover and the backside cover of the book. But point is, it's unbelievable. You get to D.C., and it's like every politician's up for sale, and it's almost like an accepted norm there. So Trump is the guy to come and do it because he promised to drain the swamp. He's not a politician, and I think that's why he's getting so much pushback, not from Democrats, you expect that, but from Republicans. I've never seen the Republican Party so anti-Republican or anti-president as they are right now, because they're part of the swamp too. So I very, very carefully made sure that this book was nonpartisan. If you're doing bad stuff, you're going to get called out. Now, last part of the book, maybe the last third of the book, is recommendations to Trump to drain the swamp. And one of them off the top is I suggest, now a lot of people say I'm crazy, even Republicans say I'm crazy, I suggest he continues to tweet. I love the fact that man tells us exactly what's on his mind every morning, and then sometimes during the day. I want to know what the leader of the free world is thinking.
Yeah.
I love the fact that he goes around the mainstream media by doing that too. I think the most important recommendation in the book, and I've had conversations with Donald Trump. I was there in the Oval Office with him on May 1st. He calls me occasionally, and a lot of the recommendations are written in the book. But I think that businessman mentality that he brings to the Oval Office, in other words, the Oval Office becomes his boardroom, the American taxpayer becomes the customers, and he does the things that are going to be beneficial to us economically.
Hmm.
He's doing it. He started immediately rolling back regulation. That's very, very important. But also, when have you ever heard a president say, how much did that cost, and how much does this cost, or can we get this cheaper? He never heard that before, because no president has ever done that. Donald Trump did it about his own airplanes, Air Force One and Air Force
yes,
Two.
Yes.
He says, let me get the prices down. This isn't fair. And he's going to be flying around in the darn thing. So he is the right guy to drain the swamp.
Well, it was pretty amazing, Eric. And I was like many in the Republican field. I was supportive of another candidate in the early part of the primary when it became clear that it was a binary election between Trump and Hillary. There was never any question in my mind. And I had always kind of played with this idea. What would it be like to have a real businessman, and not just an average businessman, mm-hmm. but an executive that had accomplished, to be running the country and kind of running it under the private sector standards? Is the project on time? Is it within budget? Is it to the client satisfaction? You know, the big questions that CEOs have to ask about their companies all the time. And what we have seen in this first few months is that's exactly how he's approached the operation of the nation. And I think that one of the things that's going to be hard for the other side to, even on this fake Russia stuff and all the other things that they keep trying to distract,
he did what I hoped he would do beginning of the administration. That is, he took a shotgun approach and said, "Well, I'm going to work on everything at once," very much like a CEO does. I've got all the different wings of the company. We're going to be pressing full force on all of them, and because of that, ISIS is on the run. Healthcare is going to get done. We're going to get tax reform. We're going to clean up our schools. We're going to offer entrepreneurs greater opportunity. And just across
the border is more secure. It goes on and on.
Absolutely, such a long list.
Turned around. I mean, yeah. He's done amazing things. And rolling back rags was a big part of that.
And Eric Bolling's book is well worth the read. Get it. It's called The Swamp, and you should read it, and then get a copy for a friend as well. Eric, thanks for being here.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you for free. Call now for details.
Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code KMC.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy 4 pillows, 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want you to know about an organization that I believe so strongly in, and it's for the reasons why they exist. They want to stop the genocide. They want to make sure arms don't get to terrorists, and they want to free the slaves. They want to stop the genocide that is going on against religious minorities that are persecuted in Syria and Iraq, saving Christians and Jews and others who come under the attack of ISIS. They want to stop international governments from supplying arms to those terrorists that do such things. And they want to free the sexual and human trafficked slaves of South Sudan from their northern Islamist slave traders in the north. Friends, you can help us in these tasks when you call 888-676-5700. But Christian Solidarity International has been doing this long before the headlines ever reflected it. Go to my website, thebingethinker.com, and click on the banner for more information. Or call 888-676-5700. That's 888-676-5700.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. And on Thursdays, we like to halt the nonstop discussion of Russia. That's not exactly what I do on the broadcast, but it is what everybody else is talking about. And there's only so much that can be said. So we stop the discussion of all news on Thursdays to talk about something that I feel like is even more important, and that is the value of relationships in your life, and specifically relationships, keys that will help you have better relationships. Relationships are the key to everything. You've heard me say this forever. And someone who shares that agreement with me is Ashley Papa, a relationship writer. She has written for a number of press outlets over the last number of years, and now boldly, all under the banner of AshleyPapa.com. That's her website. And she is also the author of the brand new book, Vixen Investigations, The Mayoral Affairs. And Ashley, it's good to have you back with us. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Kevin. Always a pleasure.
Yeah. Now, your book's out. I just want to give a little plug to it. It's got a lot of the data you've been writing about in kind of a fictional narrative of a lady investigator who's out to catch the cheaters. And it's a fast read. People should pick it up. But I think they're going to have a really good time with it.
Yeah, it's fun and educational. So, you know, and it's fast. So if you take it for a beach vacation, you'll probably
sounds like a Schoolhouse Rock episode. It's fun, and you can sing to it. Yeah, so get it. It's called Vixen Investigations, and it has nothing to do with female foxes, which, as I have learned at great research, the fox. What does the fox say? We now know. All right, so. On AshleyPapa.com, you have a article that's only about a week old, 11 things that people can do to totally transform their relationship. Now, that's a big promise, Ashley. Mm-hmm. If I do these 11 things, my relationship is going to be totally transformed?
Well, it'll take it to another level. And we've talked about this stuff before, how little things matter, but I wanted to try and find some really, like, more unique things that, you know, you maybe not think about doing, but really do make a big difference.
I have actually, there's a lot of truth in that. I've actually found that a lot of consistency with the little stuff over a long period of time is much preferable to the grand gesture, you know, once every only so often.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. It's really the little things that, you know, sometimes take more, you know, more like thought and, you know, you being just aware of what your partner needs, like every moment, every day. So, you know, that really says a lot.
That's a really good way of looking at it, actually. And I think that's how you keep the flame alive. I can't believe I've been married. Well, it's got to be like, 15 years now. And we were just having dinner earlier this week and I was like, you know, it's like we just met. kind of is. It's kind of fun having a relationship like that. Okay, so some of the things you say in this piece, 11 little things that can totally transform your relationship, leave love notes. Now, this seems like a no-brainer, but you got to keep it up.
You know, like little notes that can be post-it. You can write it in the fog that builds on the mirror in the after you take a shower, if it stays. But, like, right, like little love notes on post-its, like right before you leave the house, like have a great day, like I love you, can't wait to see you later, like that type of stuff. And, you know, it's a lot different than like the text of the day saying I miss you, I love you, which are great. But like when you actually write it and, you know, it's like a little surprises and it's just very thoughtful. It gives you a warm feeling inside and doing that often. I mean, you'll be feeling that way all the time. Great.
Well, and you know, just I don't mean to, if we discover this in another part of your list, I'll regret having told it here, but the occasional handwritten letter out of the blue also is very nice. Like that it gets delivered via mail. Now it costs you 42 cents or whatever it is to put a letter in the mail, but I have I've written, you know, a letter from the office or from the studio at some point. I just dropped it in the mail and then, you know, you get the stamp. You get the postmark, and then they get, you know, something that they're not expecting, and it's a cool little way of having one delivered. Your second one on the list, sit back to back. What does that mean?
This is a more like holistic one that I got from a yoga instructor. She gave me this tip, but if you sit back to back with each other, so your spines align, and you kind of talk and tell each other about your day or anything that's, you know, bothering you or you want to share, it can, you know, really, you know, it's kind of like a different feeling because, you know, she says that there, and like another person's fine, having it connected to yours is an amazing feeling. And also,
that's where all
like,
the electricity
so
is from the brain. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Running up and down there. So, it, you know, maybe it's a scientific thing, but it was an interesting one.
I'm going to ask Dr. Melinda Keller about that, the director of the Brooklyn Spine Center, because I'm pretty sure she would she'd be have some expansion on that thought. Brag mm-hmm. about your significant other.
Yeah, so do it in front of them and, you know, on social media, you know, just talk about maybe an achievement that they had at work or just how great they are or how you never have to worry about them because they're always, you know, they always come home at the same time every night or, you know, just things that, like, will really make your partner feel great to hear you say out loud to others. You know, who doesn't, like, you know, they might have a hard time bragging about themselves, but they'd love to have you brag about them for them.
Well, I think that's great advice. You also say surprise them in the bedroom, actively listen, mm-hmm. and then act, wake up together, embrace mm-hmm. awkward moments, and lock eyes, just some of the stuff that we didn't have time to get to today, but friends, it's mm-hmm. all in the article, 11 Little Things That Can Totally Transform Your Relationship, and it's at ashleypapa.com. You can go and check it out. Don't have to have grand gestures. Just do the little stuff. And don't forget to check out Ashley's book, Vixen Investigations, The Mayoral Affairs. It's now in print, and you can get that at her website as well. Ashley, it's good to have you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Kevin.
It's the Kevin McCullough Radio. Don't go away.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about balance of nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection, and I know that it works.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint. And you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k. Taking physical possession today, it's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint and find out how to put precious metals in your hands, tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. Orlando.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy 4 pillows, 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you for free. Call now for details.
Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code KMC.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us.
I was just checking out this story. There's now critics slamming the United States Golf Association because the USGA chose one of President Trump's golf courses for the USGA women's tournament. Some people are just waiting to be outraged by anything. Anyway, how silly is that? How sad is that? Hey, have you registered for the Lord's Diamonds anniversary giveaway? If you have not yet done it, you still need to do it. You can go to my flagship station's website, am570themission.com, no matter where you're hearing me from. I got a letter yesterday from a woman who listens via the podcast in China. She writes me a letter. Am I eligible to register for the win? Yes, you are. AM570themission.com. Fill out the information there. It's the easiest way to register for the Lord's Diamonds giveaway coming up later this month. All right. Finally, today, a soldier on a perilous mission to gather crucial intelligence deep behind the Islamic State lines during the recent Battle of Mosul found a way to shoot dead six enemy fighters in the process of a very key battle's win that they carried out in this campaign. And you know that Mosul was liberated last week. The fearless Special Forces hero's name is Mohammed Qasem, dubbed the Lion of Mosul. And this is what he did. He disguised himself as an ISIS member. He acted fanatically. He conned his way into the inner circle. But he discovered the location of ISIS positions where a key sniper was at, where some machine gun teams were at. And it was just last night revealed that the Iraqi officers have now publicly recognized the 25-year-old's actions. The general said, "We are all very proud of what this soldier did. He's a very brave man. He makes us all hold our heads up high." The fighting raged in the ruins of Mosul's old city. So Mohammed blended in, put on ISIS clothes, swapped his M4 for an AK-47, put on a scruffy smock, had a scarf. Then he and a buddy sneaked behind enemy lines. And after they wrote down the vital positions of where the ISIS guns were and where all the ammunition was, Mohammed, you know, a.k.a. James Bond style, pulls the scarf off his head and shoots six of the ISIS fighters dead right there on contact. Iraq, of course, is celebrating the return of Mosul to Iraqi control after ISIS had been in charge of it for nearly 2 years. Pretty cool. Way to go, Mohammed Qasem. I know that Iraqi fighters are proud of you today, and I know it took a lot of courage to do what you did. So congratulations in your efforts to preserve freedom. Kevin McCullough, we'll see you next time.